Now, this morning, we find ourselves in a very important timetable of the Word of God. And we are finding ourselves this morning in the ninth chapter of Daniel, considering the 70th week of Daniel. Now, before I continue, okay, so we are this morning now in this ninth chapter of Daniel, and we are giving a separate consideration to this particular portion, a separate lecture, because it is so fundamental in light of the divine timetable as to what God is doing. And we're praying this morning that by the enabling of the Lord, we're going to have some understanding of this seemingly mysterious portion of Scripture known as the 70 weeks of Daniel, but in particular, the 70th week of Daniel, the 70th week, which is the time of great tribulation. Now, we're going to take the time to read it. Daniel chapter 9, and we begin with verse 23, which I believe is really the key to the chapter. At the beginning of thy supplications, now the angel Gabriel is talking to him, at the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Notice that. Upon thy people and upon thy holy city. To finish the transgression, 1. To make an end of sins, 2. To make reconciliation for iniquity, 3. And to bring in everlasting righteousness, 4. And to seal up the vision and prophecy, 5. And to anoint the most holy. Know therefore, that's 6. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks. And 62 weeks, or 62 weeks, 62 sevens, the street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, and but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come. This is the coming prince, the Antichrist. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war, but literally, and unto the end war, the desolations are determined. That's literally the way it should read. That is, once these things commence, there shall be nothing but war, 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 right to the end, and the desolations are determined. There's a determination, a determined time for these things. And he, that is the coming prince, Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Praise the Lord for the reading of his precious word. Amen. Now, dear friends, I want to remind you of something once again. Because I believe that with some of you here, what I'm about to say is very clear. I think with some of you here, you do not really quite yet understand the importance of what I'm saying. But the Lord will give you understanding. You see, what we are considering here is not some academic, eschatological, prophetic facts. That's not what we're thinking about here. That's not what we're doing. You know, you might well pose the question, why bother studying this? I mean, what does it have to do with us? What is this? Just a curiosity of antiquity? Or is it some curious knowledge we might have about prophecy of what's going to happen sometime in the far distant future when we're not going to be around? You see? Now, too many times, this is how it's presented. And it just ends up being empty theological knowledge. But what we must keep in mind is that we are engaged here with a strategic timetable. This is a strategic timetable. And one of the great important things that the Lord impresses upon the minds of his followers is that they have an understanding of the times. Remember, he said that to the Pharisees. He said, you cannot discern the times. See, the great importance of discerning the times. Now, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, he says, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, redeeming the time, that is, buying up the opportunity, for the days are evil. I must confess to you that in my daily walk with the Lord, that I am tremendously exercised at the end of every day. Lord, have I really used this day to the best extent that I could have used it? You see, I'm very concerned about it. And I must confess to you that I don't feel that I always use it in the best possible way, but I've just got to depend on the Lord and lean on him and not be driven with any unhealthy inner introspection. I've got to let the Lord do these things in my life. And same with you. But you have got to realize as well that what we have been considering, now I want you to see that there is a mighty converging here. There is a, first of all, let me put it like this. There is a mighty concentration of light going on in this place and in these days that we have been entertaining here for a period of time, for a period of weeks. A great concentration of divine spiritual light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not yet mastered it. And the darkness does not like the light. You must know that. Everyone that hateth the darkness does not come to the light. And that certainly is true of the prince of darkness, as he is called, the prince of the power of the air, the prince of this world. The Lord Jesus said in John 16, the prince of this world, of this age, cometh and finds nothing in me. How important it is that he finds nothing in you or I. So, on one hand, there is a tremendous concentration of light going on at this time. And the light is what? For what purpose? The light is the life. It's to release light. It's to bring into being light. It's to produce life. It's to produce conditions and atmosphere and circumstances so that the Lord's planting might prosper and grow. You see that? You see that, brothers and sisters? We have presently been engaged in three tremendous and momentous considerations in this particular group. One, we have just concluded a whole series on the book of Revelation, which is a book of the overcomer. It's a book of spiritual statesmen written for those spiritual diplomats and statesmen, those future heirs of the throne and co-heirs with Christ. And the Lord has given us a real measure of understanding in light of these things. We are now deeply engaged in this, again, this handbook of spiritual discipline and preparation for those end times, for those last days, for the overcomer, the book of Daniel. And we have just commenced a tremendous series on the testimony, which is what God wants. The whole purpose and end of all ministry is to get a testimony in this very domain of demons, in these very palaces and dungeons of despair, a testimony, a corporate community, a new fellowship of heavenly light and life in this very place of the enemy. God wants a testimony. And we've just begun, commenced this new series, the testimony of old covenant types and new covenant reality. Now there's a strategy involved in this. And these ministries have been appointed by the throne. These are the commandments, the directions of the golden scepter that God is swaying and moving and directing his people. You must know that the enemy is going to take note of this, and indeed he has taken note of it. So that you and I, at this moment, are engaged and really involved in a very real and present sense with a spiritual warfare. Now there's a psalm in particular I want to call to your attention. We won't take the time to read it, but you read it at your convenience. It's a book of tremendous spiritual urgencies and conflict. And that is the 94th Psalm. Shall the throne of iniquity that frameth mischief by a law have fellowship with thee, the throne of righteousness? And you need to see that what we are considering here brings us immediately into array and face-to-face confrontation with the powers of darkness. Because these are the things that are rapidly coming upon the world. And the Lord says that we need to gird up the loins of our minds. We need to watch. We need to be sober. We need to be vigilant and need to realize that the enemy is going to try to obscure these things. And he's going to try to obstruct them, you see, and impede them in every possible way. So the Lord is giving us these things because this is the divine timetable in light of the Lord's coming to set up his administration and his throne on this earth. I think it's Ezekiel 20 or 22 where we read, he will overturn and overturn and overturn until he come whose right it is. Now what's the Lord coming back to this earth for? He's coming to make things right. That's what he's coming for. You see? And you've got to realize that he is going to touch every area and every sphere of our lives in order to get to us. And we've got to keep our eyes single. We've got to get our priorities straight. We've got to be focused in on the centrality of the Lord himself. He's going to touch everything in our lives. Do you see that, brothers and sisters? He's going to touch the things that matter the most to you and I. He's going to touch the dearest things, the most precious things in our lives. And what he's going to say to you and I is, can you trust me for this? And am I still sufficient for thee? That's what he's going to say. You know, it's nice to say, you know, like a la, 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 la sort of a thing. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, and for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, that I may win him.
You know, and go on and on.
Not having mine own righteousness, but the righteousness which is of God in Christ, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of the suffering, being made conformable to death. And we just sort of glibly acknowledge these things without saying in what way are these glorious ultimate realities being implemented in my daily walk. How is the Lord preparing me to rise to such a confession? I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge. I suffer the loss of all things that I may win him. How is the Lord implementing these realities into my own life that I might rise to such commitment and enter into such privileges? Do you see that, brothers and sisters? Now, of course, we can go on with this for quite a long while, and I don't want to get off the subject of the 70th week of Daniel, but I want you to see that when you and I are faced with a divine timetable of strategic importance, as the Lord said, that this is going to come as a snare. Now, what's a snare? A snare is like the triggering, the spring of a trap that is camouflaged and it's hidden. And people are walking along on a woody glade and meadow on a beautiful day, and the birds are twittering, and the squirrels are running. And everything is so peaceful, and everything is ripe with the world, and not realizing that there is a trap set. And the Lord said, that suddenly, so swiftly, are these things coming upon men that there will be no time to recover, to recoup, or to prepare for it. And so what the Lord is saying, that in light of these awesome times, that is going to involve the most precious value concerning the things of this world, and that is the souls of men and women, that you and I are being prepared in light of these times, and we are being prepared towards one end. Even let us say, if we did not go through these awesome times, we are being prepared then for one end, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things. You see that? Not saying, oh well, that's talking about the Jew and the holy city and the holy place and Jerusalem and so on. What does it have to do with me? Well, this is the concentration of these events. But it's going to influence, it's going to have a universal effect upon all mankind, upon the whole earth. And the Lord says, I'm writing these things that you may escape these things, that you may recognize this timetable, and that you may discern the time, and you see how everything is not only being concentrated in light of divine light and illumination, and every consideration given to his people that they might walk with spiritual intelligence and discernment, but to realize that there is also a converging of all events, you see? That these things are going to come about. They're going to come into manifestation. They're going to come into appearance. You see what I'm saying? And you and I are vitally engaged in this morning. Well, having said that, just as a word of exhortation, and I hope something got across in my saying it, to realize this is not an empty theological exercise that we're going through here in the morning. We want to consider then this spiritual, divine, strategic timetable. We want to think about it.